As we come into your presence, we remember every blessing that you've poured out so freely from above. Lifting gratitude and praises, a compassion so amazing. Lord, we come to give you thanks for all you've done. Because of your love, we're forgiven. Thank you, Jesus. Because of your love, our hearts are clean. We lift you up.
Good morning and welcome to Calvary Chapel, and blessings on you mothers for this Mother's Day. And we do, yeah, praise the Lord. I'm sure you're going to hear that a lot this day, but we do just praise the Lord for you. We're going to, if you have your Bibles, you want to turn to Psalm 102. We're going to look at the second part of that. We started it last week, and it's a lamentation over the nation Israel. And it's a cry of despair from the psalmist, and also not just for himself, but for the people of Israel. The psalmist clothes himself in sackcloth, which is a garment of depicting grief, and yet at the same time, you find in this psalm, there's faith, great hope, that ensures a bright future for him and for the nation. So we pick it up in verse 16 of Psalm 102. For the Lord has built up Zion. He has appeared in his glory. He has regarded the prayer of the destitute and has not despised their prayer. This will be written for the generation to come, that a people yet to be created may praise the Lord. For he looked down from his holy height. From heaven, the Lord gazed upon the earth to hear the groaning of the prisoners, to set free those who are doomed to death, that men may tell of the name of the Lord in Zion and his praise in Jerusalem, when the peoples are gathered together and the nations to serve the Lord. He has weakened my strength in the way. He has shortened my days. I say, oh my God, do not take me away in the midst of my days. Your years are throughout all generations. Of old you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. Even they will perish, but you endure. And all of them will wear out like a garment, like clothing. You'll change them, and they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end. The children of your servants will continue, and your descendants will be established before you. Father, we do thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. And Lord, the great work that you do upon the earth and in our lives. Sometimes when we don't see it, when it seems like chaos and calamity are taking place, and yet, Lord, you are in control, Lord, and you have a plan. You have a great work that you're going to perform. And Lord, even like the psalmist, Lord, when we find as though we don't apprehend you, we don't see you, we don't sense or feel you, Lord, you're there. And Lord, we just thank you that you are faithful. Lord, you bring us into a place of peace, a place of rest, Lord, a place of joy. And so, Lord, I pray this morning, Lord, as we've gathered together to seek your face and to know your will for our lives, Lord, and to experience all that you have for us, Lord, I pray that your hand of blessing, your hand of hope be upon each and every person. Lord, we desire to glorify you through our worship. And Lord, we open our hearts that you might speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
I see his body breaking. I see his fingers bleed. I see the darkness tremble at the ground below his feet. In the darkest hours, they're on Calvary. He was sweetly broken, broken beautifully, broken beautifully. So come out into the waters. Everything. Come when the fear is fighting, finding the risen King. Come on and let the light in. Your love changes everything. Let's sing that again. I see his body. When the heavens open. valley lows. And in the valley low, I will fear no evil. And I will fear no evil. 'Cause you'll never let me go. You'll never let me go. So come out into the waters. Come let the broken sea. Come all you sons and daughters. His love changes everything. Come when the fear is fighting. You find me in the risen King. Come on and let the light in. Your love changes everything. Your love, changes everything. Your love, changes everything. Your love, changes everything. Your love, your love. Shower our love upon you today. The old things have passed away. Your love has stayed the same. Your constant grace remains the cornerstone. Things that we thought were dead. Things that we thought were dead, breathing in life again.
Stretches to today. What amazing grace we have today. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness?
Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Who shakes the whole earth?
Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder? Who leads us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings.
Yeah,
this is amazing grace.
Give him praise.
Praise the Lord. What a great time of worship. It's good to have you with us this morning. And I'd like you to turn around, say hi to a couple folks, or turn to the side. Look for somebody new and give them a warm greeting in the Lord. for the mothers to date. Now, if you're a mom, why don't you stand up? We want to honor you. Stand up, mothers, grandmothers. Wow, yes, praise the Lord. We do praise God for you. And you could be seated, but boy, we do just praise the Lord and thank God for your lives and all that you've meant. My wife had just mentioned, you know, the last part of the psalm that we read this morning, Psalm 102, that the children of your servants will continue and their descendants will be established before you. And so moms, your children and your descendants, definitely blessed because of you. And we thank the Lord for you. Did want to make mention, if you have your Bibles, you might want to be turning to Luke chapter 14. We want to finish up verses 25 to 35. But actually, I am going to be gone next Sunday. You're going to have a guest speaker. Actually, me and Bud were invited to the East Coast Pastors Conference at Sandy Cove. So we'll be leaving on Friday, and there will probably be about 1,000